First of all, let me congratulate you on you assuming the presidency of the Conference of Disarmament. On behalf of my delegation, I would like to pledge our fullest support to you and your team. We wish you patience and lots of success. Secondly, I also would like to take this opportunity to welcome the new Egyptian ambassador to the work of the CD. And like many others who spoke here before me, I also regret, and I even think it's a real pity that after almost 45 minutes of discussion, we are not yet touching upon disarmament and substance, which we should be doing here, but we are talking about procedural aspects of our work. It's a pity that two countries, and today it was Iran, that blocked the request for membership, for observer membership, or for Bahrain to observe the work of the CD. I think that this is very regrettable, and we would call upon Iran to reconsider its decision in the interest of multilateralism and inclusivity. And at this opportunity, I would also like to call on Turkey to reconsider its decision concerning Cyprus and the participation of Cyprus in the work of the CD. We think these decisions run counter to the principles of multilateralism and inclusivity. And like many others, I think it was Mexico, the Russian Federation, France, and a few other countries who mentioned that we should underline that there is no established practice to decide case by case on the observer requests, but to in the past we decided on a list and it was not very controversial. I think we should go back to this very useful practice of the past and not block any UN member state who has, in our understanding, a right to participate as an observer in the work of the CD from exercising its right. Thank you very much for your attention, Mr. President.